This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. During last week's election, only 27% of the Cincinnati electorate showed up. WVXU's politics reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me this morning to talk about the election. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So 27%, that's slightly more than 7 out of 10 registered voters didn't bother showing up. Why was the turnout so low?
Marianne, it's always a mystery to me. I mean, that local government is the government that is closest to the people. You would think that would generate more interest because it's there. It's right, in their neighborhoods. But it doesn't. And I think there's a lot of apathy out there. I think in this case, there was just, they looked at the candidates for mayor. I don't think they were that much inspired by the two candidates for mayor, except for their core supporters who were. And they came out, obviously, and voted. And the city council race, I don't think, generated all that much interest. The thing that really generated interest, I suppose, was people coming out for or to vote against issue two, the state initiative on prescription drugs.
Well, you talk about the Cincinnati council race, and there were three new members elected to Cincinnati council. Do you think they are going to support Mayor Cranley's agenda?
Well, I think Greg Landsman, he's a Democrat who was elected now in his second try. And I think that he is going to be allied with John Cranley on most issues. And Tamaya Dernard, who is also a Democrat and who used to be P.G. Sittenfeld's council aide, she'll probably be allied with Cranley on a lot of issues, but she's pretty independent, too. I don't see her as just, an automatic vote. Jeff Pastor, the Republican, he's kind of hard to figure because we don't have a whole lot of knowledge of his background or his philosophy, but if I had to guess, I would say that he's probably going to be a fairly reliable vote for Cranley's agenda.
So you talk about Jeff Pastor. Only 317 votes separated Jeff Pastor and Democrat Michelle Dillingham. There are nearly 1,500 provisional ballots, those ballots that weren't counted on Election Day, but that the Board of Elections must count. How will that whole process work, and do you think that it may not be Pastor?
Well, it's possible. I mean, it could turn. 317 votes doesn't sound like a lot, but it is. You have within those provisional votes, you're going to have a lot of people who voted for both of them, Dillingham and Pastor, or neither of them. And whether or not there's enough to make up the difference, I don't know. I think the most likely scenario, and the Board of Elections is supposed to certify the results on November 22nd, and that's when we'll know what the official count is. And the most likely scenario is that there will have to be an automatic recount, that the difference will be less than 0.5%, which triggers an automatic recount, which takes several more days. So it's going to be a little while probably before we know with certainty that Jeff Pastor is the ninth council member. It still could be Michelle Dillingham.
I can't even believe I'm going to say this, but let's look ahead 4 years to the election in 2021. What are you expecting?
Well, it is kind of strange, but I can guarantee you they're looking ahead at city council. One thing they're looking at is the possibility of as many as six incumbents being term limited out and having open seats in a council race. That's amazing. And that's just going to cause a riot at the filing deadline with people trying to win those seats. And obviously, John Cranley, he's going to start his second term, and that is it. He's done. 8 years is all you get. And there will be, in 2021, a new mayor elected. Now, right now, I would say that the leading candidate for that is P.G. Sittenfeld. P.G. Sittenfeld, Democrat, raised over a little over $500,000 for this reelection campaign. He has, in the last two council elections, been the top vote getter, and that's significant. And I think that he's almost certain to run for mayor in 2021 unless something better comes along. I think Christopher Smitherman, who is also going to be term limited out from council in 2021, could very well run for mayor. I think that he would have that ambition. And I think that Cranley is likely, not certain, but likely, to name him the Budget and Finance Committee chairman now that Charlie Winburn's going to be gone, and that will give him a high profile. So, and there are other people from the outside, like Alicia Reese, the former state representative, who could get into the thing, and other people could get into it. But, you know, it started.
Well, Howard, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. You can read his column and stories at WVXU.org.